You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Tuesday, March the 18th of 2025. 38 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Mostly cloudy skies. We are downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, you can join us by going to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, become a subscriber there, be able to see the stream of our broadcast, see me wave at the camera. And you can also go back and watch previous editions of this program as well. But go to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. Subscribe to it and be able to see the program right there. Also, you can join us by giving us a call or giving us a text. And the number is the same at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, if there's something that we are talking about that you want to respond to, if there's something we are not talking about that you think we should be talking about, we would love to hear about that as well. Again, that's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And across the way is the person that later in the show will once again be tested. As we always wrap up our program by having a daily history lesson, talking about some of the famous events that occur on this date in history, talk about some of the celebrity birthdays going on, talk about some of the special events being acknowledged on this date, and then we always finish it up, the last couple of minutes of the program, around what, 9:56 or so, by having the number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And we make Ian think, and normally he thinks very hard about it.
I do.
We give him three choices, one of which is our number for the day, and then two of which are wrong. So based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, which is 33%. So the goal is to be above 33%. That's yes. Our number one goal, the first goal. And that would give you a passing grade. If you're above 33%, and based on a full week of shows, five shows in a week, that would be two out of five, which is 40%, which would be good enough to give you a passing grade. But if you want to get one out of five or zero out of five, that's below 33%. One out of five, of course, is 20%. And zero out of five, what is zero out of five? That would be...
I didn't even show up for the test.
That would be 0%.
Yeah.
So you always have to get at least two right. But we have higher expectations than that.
Mm-hmm.
We want Ian to get at least a winning week then. When that's more right than wrong, three out of five.
Yep.
And then, of course, your best all-time week is four out of five. You've done that, I think, three different times.
Three times, yep.
And you're still looking for that perfect five out of five week. So.
Yeah.
But,
so working on that one.
That will be coming up later on in the program. I guess we should, again, properly introduce Mr. Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
Would you like to know what the topic today is for the number for the day quiz?
Yes, I would.
All right.
What is today's topic?
I mentioned in the last segment that tonight is the start of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, March Madness. A couple of games tonight, a couple of games tomorrow. Then it gets crazy on Thursday with action starting like at 11 in the morning, going right till like midnight at night. They have what's called the first four games tonight. It means that the final four teams that got into the tournament and also the four lowest seeded teams in the tournament, so there's eight teams total, they play basically to get into the main bracket. Two of the games involve teams that will be a 16 seed, and two of the games involve teams that will be an 11 seed. And that gets underway with two games tonight and then two games tomorrow. And then, of course, again, the real madness begins on Thursday with an incredible weekend of activity coming up. But our topic for today is the NCAA tournament. That is our topic. So it involved the NCAA tournament, and that will be coming up at the end of the show. That's a wide topic because there's so much you can go within it. But I don't want to get too specific. Let you just sort of stew on that for the next 45 minutes or so.
That's good, yeah.
And again, in the first hour, if you missed it in our first segment, we always keep an eye on what Ian is up to. The man is, he's up. What is the number of productions you've been involved with up to this point? Not counting anything in the future.
But not counting anything in the future.
How many have you been involved with?
All in the past. I've been doing this since I was 12. Well, then I kept the record. I've been doing this for 18 years now. And currently, up till now, not doing anything else, I have done 73 shows.
73 shows, 18
years. Plus, I keep a resume of all the shows I've done.
I mean, that's insane. Because you've been doing it for 18 years.
Yeah.
So if you had 18 times 4, that would be 72. So you've averaged more than 4 per year, which is pretty amazing. So that's... Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you do that, but more than 4 per year, and you're going to add to your total. You're going to be up to 74 because you were cast yesterday in an upcoming show.
Mm-hmm.
What is the show?
Yesterday, Wausau Community Theater had put on their Facebook page the cast list for their summer show, Hanastasia, and it's a very big cast, a lot of talent, a lot of familiar faces, and also a lot of new faces. So it's always nice to get people who aren't too familiar with a theater involved in this production. It's a cast of 55 people, so it's definitely going to be quite a show. And there's seven shows over two weekends, so definitely, there's no excuse not to come and see it.
So it looks as though, and I saw the posting yesterday that was put out on Facebook from the Wausau Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like in terms of you said more than 50 total, but it looks like 14 were like the main cast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think,
I'm looking at it right now, 14.
Main cast. Then there's the featured ensemble and featured roles, and you have the featured dancers as well. And the ensemble is quite huge, which is a good thing because a show is nothing if you don't have a good ensemble. The ensemble is the backbone of any theater.
Absolutely. And the show itself will be not just one weekend, but two big weekends, May 30th through June the 1st, and then back at it from June the 6th through the 8th at the UW Center for Civic Engagement's James F. Venega Theater. So, I mean, that's exciting to have two weekends where it's not, just one weekend and then it's all done, but two big weekends. And,
yeah, it's not often you get a show with two weekends. It's going to be a workout. I definitely have to make sure to stay healthy, drink lots of water, plenty of rest, to make sure you we take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. So congratulations on
that. Thank you very much.
That is terrific to hear. Congratulations as well to everybody else that was cast in that show. And again, we talk about this all the time, that we're so very fortunate here in the Wausau area in north central Wisconsin to have so many different opportunities. If you're somebody that enjoys live theater, whether it's somebody that likes to be on stage, whether it's somebody that likes to work on productions backstage, whether you're just somebody who likes to go and be entertained, and you see so many different kinds of shows and so many different organizations, both in terms of school groups. The high schools do fantastic shows, as I mentioned. Got coming up, the Wausau West Theater Group will be involved in a production coming up in just a couple of weeks. In fact, I'm going to be reaching out and trying to get some folks to come in and talk about All My Sons, the Arthur Miller classic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Wausau West Theater and All My Sons coming up on April 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. You were mentioning some of the other independent groups that have shows coming up.
Yeah,
so if you're somebody that wants to see shows.
A theater is going to be very busy the next couple weeks, because first the Children's Theater is doing the Enchanted Bookshop musical. Let me just check the dates here. I know it's in April. It's the 11th, a 12th, and the 13th of April. And then a few days after that, at a River and Woods is doing their show 9 to 5 at the Venega Theater on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of April. So there's definitely a lot of theater coming up. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, bring the family out. It's a theater is always a great escape, and it's always fun to watch all the local talent on the area, and just especially musicals, because musicals just make you feel good.
Exactly. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to everybody else cast for Anastasia.
Yeah. Couple of weeks yet, and then we can start those rehearsals, but it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So we will definitely keep an eye on that, and I'm sure
the weather is nicer, so that way I can start wearing shorts.
Yep, as we get closer to that, I'm sure we'll get some folks involved in that production here on the radio station and talking about that as well. So again, always enjoy talking to the folks involved in these productions and trying to get as much publicity out there so people are aware of some of these great shows here in central Wisconsin. Well, coming up, I'm sure many of you heard about the story that a Wisconsin couple was part of the big story of, again, ICE and having folks detained. And a Trump supporter from Wisconsin had his wife taken away at the airport, coming back from their honeymoon. And now he says, well, maybe I question my support. We got to delve a little bit into this, and also the whole idea of some of these folks questioning their support after seeing what Donald Trump is and his administration is doing. So we're going to talk about that coming up. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:21 here on this Tuesday morning. Sometimes I don't know what to feel, and that's what a Donald Trump supporter from the state of Wisconsin may be thinking right now, because his wife has been hauled away by ICE agents led by Donald Trump's administration. So and this is not new. We are hearing these stories about Trump voters basically waking up to the fact that the president's aggressive anti-immigration politics does affect them too. The man's name is Bradley Bartell. Again, a Wisconsin Trump voter who has been second-guessing his support for the MAGA leader since ICE agents deported his Peruvian wife, Camelia Munoz. Last month, ICE agents stopped the couple at the airport as they returned home from their honeymoon in Puerto Rico. And the ICE agent asked Munoz, "Are you an American citizen?" The answer was no. Munoz, who had been married to Bartell for 2 years and was caring for her husband's 12-year-old son as her own, had overstayed her original visa per USA Today. But the couple felt confident on their flight home since Munoz had applied for her green card, worked on a W-2 contract, and paid her taxes. Then fearing her wedding ring would be taken from her, Munoz took it off and stashed it in a backpack that she handed to Bartell, who shook as he watched the agents take her away. "What the bleep do I do?" Bartell told USA Today as he thought in that moment. Again, and again, this is the part that I kind of want to focus on. Bartell voted for Donald Trump, believing that the far-right leader would crack down on criminal, illegal immigrants. But that hasn't exactly been the case. Instead, Trump's mass deportation policy is expanded to include immigrants whose legal statuses are under review, even if they're married to U.S. citizens. The point I want to make, because this story has been told by media sources many times in the last 2 months. Trump voter surprised that they are affected by the anti-immigration policies or the anti-government policies of Donald Trump. You hear about the stories of these folks involved with ICE that they were only going to take away the criminal element, not the people that are here not committing crimes, or the folks that working for the federal government who voted for Trump, who said, "I thought they were just going to target those people that were really wasteful government employees. That, yeah, there's ways to cut back on the federal government, but not my job." The idea that these folks, it's only about themselves.
They don't think it's a problem until it happens
exactly
to them. It's like, hey, it's not my problem as long as it happens to somebody else.
It's about,
that's basically a MAGA mindset. It's like, you know, he wants to do all this stuff. He can do whatever he wants as long as it doesn't affect me, and then it's a problem.
Right.
It's like, that is so just... pathetic.
You need to put yourselves in the shoes of others. Because when I heard the stories earlier, when Musk and his Doge came in and started firing people in the federal government, You'd hear these stories. Oh, I knew that there were areas where we could probably cut back, and that's why I supported Donald Trump. But then I got fired. It's almost as though, well, if the person down the hall that got fired, this person would be still okay with it. It should not always be about if it occurs to me. Is the policy affecting others as well in a negative way? So again, I don't feel a lot of sympathy, to be honest with you, for those folks who say, "I voted for Trump, but I didn't think it would affect me." Well, you should be thinking a little bit bigger than just how it is about you. That's the way I look at
it. Empathy. It's about compassion. It's about helping someone who needs help.
Remember
the golden rule that we learned in Sunday school?
Yeah.
Treat others the way you want to be treated. Well, that works both ways.
And I guess you could find that, yeah, that people could be fooled, because basically Trump, ever since he went down that escalator to start off his first presidential campaign in 2015, has based his anti-immigrant rhetoric on the falsehood that people who have entered the U.S. are murderers and rapists. That's what he said right from the very beginning, and that they're a drain on the country's economy and government resources as unemployed migrants struggle to obtain work and housing. In reality, undocumented immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than U.S.-born citizens. And in 2022, approximately 4.5% of the workforce was undocumented, contributing some $75.6 billion in total taxes, according to the American Immigration Council. But again, none of that matters to the Trump administration. It's all about throwing their weight around the hateful policies. And again, the folks who voted for Donald Trump and now are saying, well, I didn't think it would affect me. Part of the deal in being in this system of government is to be aware of what is going on. And again, most, if not all, of this information was out there. And yet, Donald Trump got these people's votes, and they returned him to office after everything that happened in his first term and then in the aftermath of his first term as well. So, again, I feel for the pain of these people. But at the same time, is you voted for it. There are consequences to your votes. And again, the consequences are being paid by a lot of people, including older people. And coming up, I want to talk again about Social Security and some of the earned benefits that are under attack by this current administration and the people that voted for this now saying, oh, this may affect me in a bad way. We're going to discuss that coming up after an information update. News, weather, and sports all coming up. Again, a winter storm watch goes into effect in about a little more than 24 hours. We're expecting some significant snow tomorrow. We'll have more on the weather as part of this information update as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030. Or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Life is so strange when you don't know. How can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Got a listener who sent me a message talking about Mrs. Munoz, the person married to the Wisconsin man who supports Donald Trump. Says, she broke the law. You admit she broke the law. Yep, that, you know, technically, yes. But I find it so interesting, these folks who send notes like that, broke the law. They sure don't seem to care when Donald Trump breaks the law over and over and over again, do they?
Fair point.
I mean, Donald Trump was convicted by a jury of his peers to more than 30 felonies. And they don't give a darn about that. They vote him into office.
They brush it off and just say, no, it doesn't matter.
Donald Trump and his administration ignores court orders. They don't seem to care about that. So fine. If you want to go down that road that she broke the law, you admit it, fine. Donald Trump broke the law. And you guys find every excuse to keep him in office, to keep him out of jail, to keep him from serving any kind of penalty for his breaking the law, not just in the last 10 years. His entire life has been that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, fine. Talk about Munoz, say she broke the law. But I would really like to see these law and order folks actually acknowledge that Donald Trump has broken the law and was convicted of breaking the law. More than 30 felony charges. More than 30. And those are still on the books. Donald Trump is a convicted felon serving as president of the United States. So, fine. If you want to go down that road, fine. Also, Republicans try to have it both ways when it comes to earned benefits. They try to say, oh, no, we're not doing anything. And yet at the same time, Elon Musk comes out and says that's exactly what they're doing. In fact, Michigan is one of those states, like Wisconsin, considered one of those bellwether states, vitally important states. It was vitally important for Donald Trump when he won the election in 2016 and 2024. And it was very important when Democrat Joe Biden won the election in 2020. Wisconsin and Michigan went one way for Trump and then went another way for Biden. And right now, a very interesting story this morning when it came to this issue at Salon.com. Came out just this morning. I was getting ready for the show, and I was looking at some different articles. Started off by quoting Republican Representative Bill Huizenga. Social Security is not being touched, he said, as he tried to calm his panicked Michigan constituents earlier this month. Salon says the congressman may be misinformed or simply lying. Either way, his words were not true. Social Security is facing an all-out assault from Elon Musk, Department of Government Efficiency, and voters know it. And these are not, again, what Republicans like to say are paid operatives coming to these meetings. There are people that are very concerned about losing their Social Security and other earned benefits. One retiree declared at Huizenga's most recent town hall, held via teleconference, we worked our entire life, but we can't get any help because we can't get through to anybody. And that is part of the plan. And there's been multiple stories recently about how Musk and the Trump administration is trying to fire anybody that could answer phones or within the office itself to be able to come in and visit. The former teacher featured in an Associated Press report from the weekend detailing on how angry and frightened Social Security recipients are storming town halls, begging their congressional representatives to stop Musk's misnamed Doge from taking away their benefits. And this is a part of the state of Michigan that was very much Donald Trump country. Donald Trump won that part of Michigan with over 60% of the vote. Significant vote for the Republican nominee for president in 2024. But even Republicans are coming to their town halls and begging the Republican representative to save them from the consequences of their electoral choices. And I've been talking about this today.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there are consequences to the choices we make.
Every vote matters.
When you vote for a 30-plus time convicted felon who lied when he said that he had no idea what Project 2025 was. I mean, it's pretty amazing how much Donald Trump has got. And I'll say this much. I will say this much. In the first 2 months, in fact, 2 months from Thursday, will be the two-month anniversary of Donald Trump's second administration, as I like to call it, Trump 2.0. I will say this much. He certainly is getting a lot done. It's not because Donald Trump had all this knowledge in his head. He's just going down the line of Project 2025. But again, the folks, they were told about Project 2025. And I guess they believed Donald Trump when he said, I had nothing. I had no idea what this is all about. New York Times reported yesterday, Musk's Doge is taking its chainsaw to the agency's operations, Social Security Administration, that is, trying to institute mass layoffs and office closures, which could create gaping holes in the agency's infrastructure, destabilizing the program. And again, there have been efforts from Musk and Trump's administration to destroy the phone service. And again, for folks that are older, that's how they want to deal with these questions. They don't want to have to go online, send a note, hopefully get something back in the near future. They want to be able to pick up their phone and talk to somebody about the questions they have. Mm-hmm. If there's a problem with their Social Security payment or anything else. But right now, Musk is trying to eliminate the ability to call up Social Security with any questions. On Monday, yesterday, there was a leaked memo from Trump's management to Social Security workers detailing how the administration is well aware that the planned cuts will dramatically increase demand for office appointments, even as Musk is shutting down offices, making those appointments even harder to secure. The result, according to Trump's own appointees, will be service disruption and delayed processing of payments to retirees. They know what's happening here. This is all part of a operation to make government less efficient, despite the idea that the whole name of the organization is Department of Government Efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
it's more like a dodgy.
Very good. But it's the whole thing, again, is the same thing as what we started this segment with. These folks, oh, that person broke the law. We're law and order. And then they put into office a person that has been convicted by a jury of more than 30 felonies. The contradictions make your head spin. It's craziness.
They're trying to take away any opposition to, you know, make sure no one questions anything and make sure that, you know, whatever this man says goes. He's turning our democracy into a monarchy. And I'm sorry to be blunt about that, but
well,
it's true. He's taking away all these benefits that people need because he thinks we're saving money or we're protecting America.
Well, along the same lines, we talk about changing what we are in terms of the system. Yesterday on Fox News, Tom Holman came on, who is the person who is basically in charge of the whole deportation program for Trump's administration. Mm. And we have seen different court rulings say, hey, you cannot deport these folks overseas. No, stop that, stop that, stop that. Holman said, we're not stopping. I don't care what the judges think.
Oh, jeez.
But the thing about that is, I don't care what the judges think. The judges and the judicial branch is an equal branch of government in our system. But as you say, turning into a monarchy, turning into a totalitarian government,
uh-huh,
because he thinks that they don't have to listen to the Congress to the judicial branch.
We have three branches of government. You know, this is why where I was a kid. There's three branches. There's the, okay, I can't remember.
The judicial branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch.
The executive branch, and there's the judicial branch. And it's not one over the other. There are three branches that support democracy. You know, legislative branch makes the laws. Executive branch enforces the laws.
And also,
judicial branch makes sure the laws are fair.
Only got a couple minutes here in this segment. I want to get a couple more points to be made about what's going on here when it comes to the earned benefits. Musk And I think Salon puts it really well in this article this morning. I would encourage you to check out salon.com. But he says, Musk loves to play word games when defending his assault on a program that helps keep millions of elderly and disabled people from falling into poverty. He insists he's merely trying to attack waste and fraud in the program, falsely claiming that $700 billion, that's with a B, $700 billion a year can be categorized this way. Reality-based assessments, according to Salon, show that it's likely less than 1% of that figure for the entire federal government, not just Social Security. To justify this outright disinformation, Musk has insisted that millions of people are getting Social Security checks are definitely dead, and saying that tax dollars are being stolen when that is completely a lie. It's completely false.
A waste of money? How about a SpaceX?
Well, that's a whole different conversation.
That's a waste of money.
But again, they're just telling these falsehoods over and over again. And we know what life was like for the elderly before Social Security. They would live in poverty. There would be so much poverty. And also they would have to work jobs they were physically unable to do, incapable of doing, or being forced to basically be taken care of by their families. And I think a lot of Republicans think that's actually okay. Well, that's not the way to live life.
No,
so,
it's not.
Again, it's just the information is always there. It's up to us to take this information and use it either to pressure elected officials or at election time vote based on the facts. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events on this date. And then we'll also finish things up with our number for the day quiz. And Ian will try to go back to 500 for the week at 1 out of 2. So he's 0 for 1 so far. We'll try to get back to even with a correct answer. That's coming up in 2 minutes. 9:49 is the time. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the 18th day of March of 2025. Time is 9:52, day number 77 of this year. There are 288 days remaining in this year before we get to 2026. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1893, former Governor General Lord Stanley pledged to donate a silver challenge cup, later named after him, as an award for the best ice hockey team in Canada. Originally presented to amateur champions, the Stanley Cup has been awarded to the top pro team since 1910 and since 1926 only to National Hockey League teams. On this date in 1910, 115 years ago, the first American horror film was patented, a one-reel Edison studio production of Frankenstein. On this date in 1931, electric razors were first manufactured by the Schick Corporation in Stanford, Connecticut. On this date in 1959, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a bill into law allowing for Hawaiian statehood, which would become official on August the 21st. On this date in 1970, the NFL adopted a rule that required all players' names to appear on the back of their jerseys. The rule had been borrowed from the merging American Football League. And on this date in 2020, the U.S. and Canada agreed to close the border, the world's longest to non-essential travel, to curb COVID-19. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs is 63. Vanessa Williams, actor, model, singer, also appeared on Desperate Housewives and Ugly Betty, is 62 years old today. Queen Latifah from The Equalizer and Girls Trip is 55. Comedian Dane Cook is 53. Adam Levine of Maroon 5 and formerly on The Voice is 46 years old today. And Lily Collins, actress, also the daughter of a famous musician. Yep, Phil Collins.
One of my favorite musicians.
Yep, absolutely. So Lily Collins, who's been in The Blind Side, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, is 46 years old today. Also, some special events being acknowledged today. It is Awkward Moments Day. It is Forgive Mom and Dad Day. It's International Sports Car Racing Day. It's Welderly, which is Well Elderly Day.
Oh, okay.
It is Quilting Day. It is Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joes are really good.
Yes, they are. And it is Act Happy Day.
I think you should have to act happy.
I know.
Find a way to be happy. You can act happy if you're an actor like me.
Be Happy Day would be better than Act Happy Day, but it's Act Happy Day. So, and that's the special events being acknowledged here today. All right, time now for our number for the day.
Yes.
Every weekday, we wrap up the show with a number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. We give Ian three choices for the number for the day, two of which are incorrect and one of which is right. And based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, which is 33%. So for the week, if he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. More right than wrong is a winning week.
Yes.
And then his best ever week is 4 out of 5. And our topic today is the NCAA basketball tournament.
That's right.
Because it starts tonight with the first four games. So the tournament tips off later this evening.
All right.
All right. Our number for the day is, what is the most points scored by a team in an NCAA tournament game? Yep. How many points is the most ever scored by a team in an NCAA men's basketball tournament game?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 129 points.
Wow.
149 points. 169 points.
That is a lot of points. 129, 149, or 169. The most points ever are scored by a team in the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
The record point total was scored in a single March Madness game by Loyola Marymount University against Michigan in the second round of the 1990 tournament. How many points did they score in that game?
129, 149, 169. Well, I mean, to me, any one of those numbers would be impressive, but okay, I'm going to say most points.
I need an answer.
You know, I'm going to say 129. I'm going with A. I think that's the record amount of points. I'm going with A as my final answer, 129.
All right. A record total points scored in a single March Madness game by Loyola Marymount University against Michigan in the second round of the 1990 tournament was 149 points.
Oh, the middle number.
Yep.
Doggone it.
I think yesterday was the small number and you picked the middle number, and today's the middle number and you picked the small number.
Yeah.
Well, you're close to 2-0, but you're 0-2.
I got to get back on the winning track.
So we got some work to do, but yes, we still got time this week. So we'll get back at it tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow we'll keep a close eye on the weather as well, with the snow expected to come in later in the day tomorrow. But we'll have Brittany tomorrow, and we'll make sure to keep us up to speed on that. Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Absolutely. And stick around. Coming up next, it's Mantanair On Air. And we'll be back tomorrow from 8 till 10 right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.